is the first day of a new week. Today is Monday, and we are doing Mad Monday, Money Monday. First of all, I am your hostess, one of your hostesses. My name is Sasha, the Certifiable Diva. I'm coming to you live for another episode of Night Talks with Sasha. So, as I said, tonight is Money Monday. This is going to be a new segment that we're going to be adding to the Night Talks with Sasha roster. It may not be every Monday, but we are going to add it, and we're going to talk about money. Tonight, we're going to just talk about how to save a few coins, okay? And we're also going to talk about the pink tax. A lot of people hear about the pink tax. I don't know if a lot of people understand what it is and who enforces the pink tax, but we're going to throw out a little bit more information about the pink tax and what it is, and also where it is banned. Without further ado, let me get in my girlfriends. Hi, ladies.
Hello.
Hello, Miss Sasha.
How are you all doing on this wonderful Monday evening? We have Miss Swing.
Wonderfully.
And we have Beauty.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, hello. So, have y'all been affected by the pink tax? Did you know that you were affected by the pink tax?
I had no clue.
Really?
Please enlighten us on the pink tax. I don't know. Everybody and everything. So let me know, please.
And I have to admit, I'm with Miss Ming. I haven't heard of it either.
You have never heard
of it? I
need
to know how I'm being
tax?
A priest.
Okay.
Girl, no.
Okay. Well, we're going to find out about the pink tax. So, ladies, every time that you go into a store and you buy tampons, body wash, anything, shaving cream, razors for women, anything that you buy for a woman, as a woman, has a tax on it. It is a 13% tax increase that we pay as women.
Are you freaking serious?
Yes.
I knew I felt oppressed for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't know what this is going on. Seriously.
Wait, we're getting paid on top of the tax that we're already paying.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay, I need some history. Where did this come from?
Well, it is actually, a lot of people think that it is done by the government, but it's not. It's actually done by the company. So your favorite body wash, let's just throw out one out there. Summer's Eve, right? Feminine body wash, you know, for that clean feeling. The extra tax that you pay for that is not coming from the government. It is actually coming from the company. So if you go to Walmart, like I was in Walmart the other day, and I was buying Summer's Eve, you know. Miss Kitty, she has to have a special type of soap. And
I love Summer's Eve body wash.
Huh?
They have some great new fragrances, and now I'm pissed off.
Yeah, they do. And they have, like, even the Honey Pot, which is one that I just picked up. I've been wanting to try the Honey Pot, which is by a black woman. It is a black-owned company. Y'all remember the big controversy that happened with Target because this black woman was talking about her product was in the store and she wanted other little black girls to feel like they could have a business, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Well, you're paying an extra tax on the honeypot.
Wow.
Because it is a feminine product.
What is going on with the feminine products? We need feminine products.
They tax us. They tax us. And this has been something that has been around for a while. It's not something that just came up. It's been, from what I found, it's been around since the early 90s.
What? Is there a way around it?
No. Well, the only way around it is to change where you shop. But how are you going to do that when you live in the United States and there's only two states where it has been banned, and that's New York and California. New York and California, they have banned the pink tax, so you will not get taxed on that. Another thing is that because we're getting taxed more on like sanitary napkins and tampons, there are a lot of places and a lot of people, low-income women, that actually cannot afford them because of the price increase. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Because of the pink tax. Mm-hmm. So they
this
want
is crazy.
To.
That is ridiculous.
Yep. Yep.
I have never heard of this. It's like a hidden tax that we've been getting for, 20 years?
Yeah.
And you never really notice because of the way prices and things fluctuate back and forth. You really don't pay attention to that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So also, mm-hmm. you're not aware.
And you're not aware.
Practicing.
Exactly.
And it's not even the store, it's the distributor or the, what is the word I'm looking for? I'm going to stick with distributor for now. There's a person
mm-hmm.
who puts it out.
Well, this is something that that I wanted to share about the state of California. So they were talking about the severity of the pink tax. And in the state of California, the Senate Committee on the Judiciary and Senate Select Committee on Women, Work, and Families in 2020 stated that Californian women paid an average of about $2,381 more for the same goods. And it's not just products. It is services as well than men per year. And that can add up to about $188,000 in pink tax throughout a woman's life. And this information...
Because we need more.
Yeah. And now this is not an old, this information that I just read to you is not old, y'all. This was this year. Like these numbers came out this year. But it was, the statistic came out February 27th. Of 2023, and they were talking about it from 2020. Now, the common items with a pink tax, I'm going to read to y'all, and you're going to be like, what the? Razor cartridges, deodorant, shaving cream, razors, hair care products. Why you think hair care products are so expensive in the natural hair community? Black women. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Body washes, mm-hmm. lotions. Yep. All that kind of stuff. Everything that we buy. Mm-hmm.
Well, I remember being in corporate America in the 80s, and one of the big discussions then was going to get the same white shirt that buttons down with the same amount of buttons, or just buttons,
left to right.
We were paying 2-3 times the amount that a man was paying for the same shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And
exactly.
That was a problem then.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know that it had escalated to the point that it's all products that women use now.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like it's optional by a company.
Yeah.
So
they
don't
really,
have
really
exactly the same facts, but it's a choice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to read to y'all the actual definition, okay? This is the actual definition of the pink tax. The pink tax is a term for the extra amount of money charged for certain products or services that are specifically marketed toward female consumers. These general products, such as razors or deodorants, can be used by both men and women, but the items marketed toward women are more expensive. The pink tax causes women to pay more money for similar and often identical products and services that men uses. When a company, manufactures or sells a product, it may choose to price it a bit higher because it's for women. In most cases, the difference between these products or comparable products for men is very minor. It may simply be the color or package design. The pink tax makes it more expensive for women to buy what they need to live their everyday lives.
And then the guys' perfume, cologne is always bigger than ours. Their stuff is always bigger than ours, but ours costs more.
Yes. And J.P. Morgan Chase estimates the pink tax costs women on an average of $1,300 per year.
Wow.
Just because it's cute.
Just because it's pink.
Well, and not only that, the fact that our deodorants, I don't know if people are aware of this, but our deodorant antiperspirants, most women's products have aluminum in them and other
mm-hmm.
products that we shouldn't
uh-huh.
be using directly under our arms.
Exactly.
And it's been going on forever until probably, that's probably another thing that was 20 years ago where it started coming to people's attention and, you know, they started taking it out of women's products. But then, of course, the price went up like you're talking about. So they must have had the option at that time to also, because they're altering their product, they can just add this extra tax in there.
And, of course, it's cruelty-free.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
or hypoallergenic, which is most of the stuff that I use, hypoallergenic. And, of course, that's going to cost more, so that's even more.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I use hypoallergenic and
I do too.
For sensitive skin.
Yeah.
I'm very disappointed I have
that. I can't use the makeup.
Because
that's
I love
horrible.
That company.
I'm sorry.
I never thought about that.
Hold on, Swing. What were you saying, Beauty? I didn't hear you.
I was saying that I'm very disappointed in the fact that Honey Pot is one of the companies that did this because they're a great company. I don't know if you ladies have used them, but the products are really great. And also, it's owned by a black woman. You know, she
mm-hmm.
runs it. And when you find out that it's an option to add this tax, it's really disappointing.
It is. It really is. And I didn't know that it was an option that you could add it. I thought that it was until I did my research, I thought it was just, you know, it's just like a state tax, but it's not. It's
wow.
not.
That is something weird. You learn something new every day because I never really thought about that. I just thought the price for everything went up, but nope, it's mostly just our stuff.
Girl.
All because of a little bit more.
And they even have a name for it. They have a
yeah,
name.
Yeah, and it has a name.
So the way they're abusing us.
Mm-hmm.
That is wild.
And so, so one of the questions that was asked and that has always been asked is, why is there a pink tax? And this is what I found. Why? The pink tax exists because companies can set prices for products. If a company believes a consumer will still buy a product even though it's more expensive than others just like it, it may choose to do so. The pink tax comes into play when a product costs more and specifically marketed toward women, even though it can be used by any gender. So that's why, that's like secret deodorant, strong enough for a man, but gentle enough for a woman. Men can use it. And that's, if you go and look at, there are other brands that are comparable to secret deodorant, like Suave. Michael used to use Suave.
I love Suave.
Yeah.
I love Suave.
If you look at the Suave deodorant compared to the price of secret deodorant, and I'll tell you something else that makes, when you go and you start looking at the pink tax and how companies do that, it's accessibility as well, because the Suave deodorant in Walmart is on the very bottom, and it's cheaper.
And I always go to the very bottom and get Suave.
And then Secret is up higher, and it's more expensive.
Man, reason why I don't get it.
I use Secret.
So they will not get me. They will not get this bitch.
Well, a bit off subject.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if y'all know, but you can use Suave, their shampoo and conditioner, mostly their conditioner, on
mm-hmm.
your feet when you're exfoliating them at home, and it makes your feet soft as a baby's bottom.
And
yeah.
I'm going to go do that. I'm going to start doing that. Thank you, ma'am.
As a baby's bottom. So after you, you know, wash your feet, you put the conditioner on, and you can use your pumice stone, or if you have one of the I call them a cheese grater, but I don't think that's the proper name for them.
Yeah,
I got
them.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
it comes right
that
off.
And apple cider vinegar.
Lighter. Apple cider vinegar, I've heard, does the same.
Yeah,
yeah, I do it. You can do it in hot water or cold water. Have your whole foot pedicure.
Yeah, it's a little.
I'm using that
well. It's meant to stay on your skin, so.
Uh-huh.
But totally off subject. I'm sorry, but I wanted to share that because
no,
I learned that.
I learned
that. You can share something really good. It's about saving money. That's saving money.
Yep. I learned that from a pedicure. And because Suave is usually cheaper or less expensive, it's the one I use.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there are coupons for Suave more often than there are coupons for Secret.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. And you can use some people use Suave instead of using Secret, especially some men, you know, because like for Michael, I know if he was here he'd be like, why are you telling my business? But I digress. He could, like, for him to use Degree or more male-oriented deodorant, it would cause him to get, you know how some people have those, they get, like, boils under their arms? Because
yes.
the
uh-huh.
sweat glands would, his sweat glands would absorb the deodorant.
I wish I could remember
cause,
the name of that.
Yeah, it's hydro something.
Like keloid.
Yeah, hydro
pigmentation, I think.
Yeah, it's hydro something. But he could not, you know, he couldn't use it. It was too strong. So he would have to use something more gentle of a deodorant. And I told him, I said, try my secret. And he used it and he liked it and it worked and he did not get that hydrosis, those boils, you know, it didn't cause him to break out like that under his armpit.
That's really great.
This shit costs too much.
Mm-hmm.
It's $12. Like, you buy this? I'm like, yeah.
$12. Hell no.
I'm like, yeah.
Well, I think they do.
I wonder what they're going to do about that old price that can be used by men and women.
Yeah, but I think they know that. I think they just don't have to worry about it. Their options are greater simply because they have the options that we don't.
Exactly. Now, I know women that use degree.
Yeah, there's a lot of women that use degree.
Yeah, and, you know, if you notice that at one time, degree was, quote, unquote, affordable. But now,
not anymore.
Because women, I assume that it's not because women use it or can use it. So
the more commercials you see on TV, the higher it going up.
Yeah. It has that price, that pink tax added to it. The same. And what really got me was with razors. You know, honestly, I don't shave my legs. I don't have a lot of hair on my legs. So I don't shave them. But looking at the price of razors, it's ridiculous.
You want to go hairy.
I
do want to see it all every day anyway.
Because even when you go to a salon to get a waxing, like a Brazilian wax, you're paying more
for that.
You're paying more for a Brazilian wax.
Yeah, but you wouldn't get that as often as you would have to shave with a razor.
That's true. I wouldn't want to get a Brazilian wax often.
I couldn't do it. Girl.
It's worth the investment. I would say that. It is worth the investment.
Oh, I've been a pass out. Woke up 3 months later.
Yeah.
My homegirl there is that she gets the waxes all the time. She cannot go without a wax. I'm like, how do you do it? So, like, the first couple of times, you don't feel it. I'm like, girl,
If I can go without it, it's just options again. I like to have options.
Now,
I tried hot wax before. Oh, my gosh.
I don't like hot wax on my eyebrows. I will say that. I don't like it on my face.
Yeah, I do that, too. I've gotten my eyebrows waxed. I do my eyebrows. And because I'm putting my own stuff out there, but it's something that women have to deal with. Because I have polycystic ovarian syndrome, I have a tendency to
get a beard. Oh, dude, who doesn't? I don't even want to talk about my facial hair. It's just coming out everywhere.
Yeah, and so I go and I get... At first, I wanted to do electrolysis, but it wasn't working very well for me. And I'll go, and I've gotten waxed. I've gotten my chin waxed, my lip waxed, and all that good stuff to get rid of that facial hair. And for women that have PCOS, actually getting waxed is better than electrolysis, and it's a whole hell of a lot better than you shaving. So if you ladies have PCOS and you have a normal amount of facial hair, because basically what it is that we have too much of the male hormone.
Testosterone.
We have too much of that hormone in our bodies, and it causes hair growth in places where a man would get hair, like a 5 o'clock shadow on his face.
And medications, too.
Yes, and some medications do it. But, yes, some medications will do it as well. But a lot of women, and the name for that hair growth that a lot of women experience because of PCOS is called paresthesia. I may be saying it wrong, but that's something that we can definitely talk about.
I'd also like to put out there that there's a third option, probably more than three, but getting your eyebrows threaded and your face and your arms and any part of your body that you want to. I go for threading every 4 to 6 weeks.
Wait a minute, Swing. How often do you go, beauty?
I go about 4 to 6 weeks.
Okay.
But I found a wonderful person here in my hometown, and I go to Amika all the time because she gets my eyebrows. Because usually they give me like what look like rainbows. And I'm like, what makes you think that eyebrow looks good on me?
And so Amika,
at the threading place, yes, it looks natural, and she's wonderful. I'm in and out in like 10 minutes. It takes no time.
10 minutes?
It's very quick. 10 minutes. 15 absolute tops.
Wow.
And it's
I've seen it done, but I just...
We're talking inexpensive. It's $12.
That's
but
what I've heard, too. I've heard that it's really inexpensive, more so than waxing. But
absolutely.
Yeah.
But I do take my friend some time, and she's sensitive, so I will say, for me, it's not painful. I've fallen asleep in the chair while she's done it. But my friend has problems with discomfort afterwards sometimes, but she still likes to go and get it done because it lasts longest. It really does last
a
long time.
That would take a lot of courage for me.
And if you find the right person, you're good.
I think that's what it is, too, if you find the right person. Swing, have you ever waxed? Do you wax? Have you had that done?
I've tried waxing. I really have. I've tried everything, but with the fibromyalgia, I feel everything. I mean, I feel everything.
Oh, okay.
I tried one time to do waxing under my chin. It took me 30 minutes to get that one piece of wax off my chin, and I cried the whole time. I had to have help from outside sources.
That would probably be a difference for you. And unfortunately, with waxing, though, you know, you get it done by a professional, sometimes you can still lose a little skin.
Oops.
I mean, it's
I'm good with that.
I mean, you know.
I like the skin I'm in. I'm going to hold on to it as long as I can.
Yeah. I totally agree. But sometimes, it's not bad, but, and I know from experience, because, I'm not going to say it was professional. I did it myself. And I probably had the wax too warm, which can cause an issue as well about taking off that top layer of your dermis, you know, your skin. If you have
a little frightening.
Yeah. Sometimes they also put powder down so that it adheres better and it comes off without that tension and that tearing of the skin. Yeah.
They definitely do that with Brazilians.
Yeah, I've seen that before too. Now, I've never had a Brazilian. Just thinking of another woman waxing my tootie and opening up my butt crack and waxing my butt crack. It's just a little.
My best friend goes all the time. She goes constantly.
As much as
and she can't stand it.
Yeah,
she got her anus bleached before. I'm like, who knows about your anus? Who all is going to see your anus other than your significant other? Who are you going to be showing your anus to bleach?
I don't understand it.
Yeah, she just really wanted her anus bleached. I'm like, why?
Bleach?
Because you saw it on TV? Yes. I'm like, who's going to see? Like, that's how they get the in-between their legs bleached sometimes. Typically, like, sometimes, like, for us, it's darker down there. They'll get that bleach. I'm like,
oh,
why?
Yeah.
Who is seeing this 24/7? Where are you going in the beach time, your bikini area? Y'all finna see all my ingrowns like Captain Caveman.
Ooh.
Unless I shave it myself with the clippers.
Well, I
know you did.
It's gonna be looking like Captain Caveman down there before I get away.
Oh, I'm
sorry. That was just that was good.
Like Unga Bunga, walking down the beach. Unga Bunga,
motherfucker.
Yeah. Everybody has to ask you to leave Unga Bunga. Shit.
Whew. Okay. Yeah,
each his own. I mean, if that's what you want to do for yourself, then, you know, that's your business.
No, definitely.
And I don't judge, but I can't. It's kind of like you ladies not being able to understand threading. I cannot understand bleaching.
Mm-mm.
And I think it's because I've got all this idea in mind of what it would be like.
Mm-mm.
It frightens me.
They say it doesn't really burn, but I'm like, too bad. But what's the purpose of it?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I think the purpose is because you may be
cosmetic.
Well, cosmetic, and it may also be because, you know, you enjoy your salad being tossed. I don't know.
You're going to be tossing a worn bowl because I'm not getting it bleached. And how do they put it in there? How long do they lay it there? I mean, I just want to know the whole process. I mean, just like, why?
I was like, why,
Tina?
I would definitely love to go with someone to see them do it. But you know what else I would love to experience, though? I would personally like to experience sunning my bum hole.
What?
So,
did you say sunning?
Huh?
Did you say sunning?
Yes, sunning. So there is this yoga type of position that you put yourself in when you are completely naked and you lift your legs up or however you can get to your bum hole and you allow the rays of the sun to, it's supposed to restore your energy and your chi. And that kind of thing. And so,
if I can't do it by opening my mouth, I ain't doing it by opening my asshole. How the sun get in there?
Because you bend over.
I'm like, how does that happen?
Like, you
see, that's
I
a
mean, death
wish
can,
for me right there.
Boy, you kill me.
You lay down on your
back. I can't even get in doggy style.
I mean, you could,
it's another form of
I would more see it being, especially for a plus-size person, I would see it being done like you would definitely have to have that swing, you know what I'm talking about? That swing device that some people, when they have sex, so that you can kind of strap yourself, your partner straps you up and gives you, you know, you're kind of like, your legs come all the way up and your, you know what I'm saying?
My legs can't even go that far. I'm sorry. I'll be
that's
the dad in that shit.
That's why you need a little assistance.
No comment.
I don't know who I can trust enough for that. They were doing angles about back then. While I'm back here, let's do angles. No, fucker. No.
No.
Well, I'm a little bit. I can't speak on that.
I really broke the whole house down trying to put a six wing up and get in for that shit. You got to call 911. I'm stuck in a six wing.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all don't got to be in a hurry. Just saying, y'all just come whenever you feel like it.
Exactly. Exactly. So
what's the worst that could happen? You hate it, you never have to do it again, right?
Exactly. That's almost like getting a coffee. That's like getting a coffee enema.
Why are you up for your booty so much, girl? No. Coffee enema.
Old practice. I have the book and the video on that because I have to be honest. That was something I was considering for a while myself.
What is it supposed to do?
It basically it clears your system out. It clears your energy out. Because as we've all heard by now, most of us, our colons do not get completely emptied. So it helps you in that process. But it also makes you feel lighter, and many people have said it makes them happier.
Yeah.
And your food
digests.
You can't
do it through your mouth?
No.
I don't think it gets to where it needs to get to at the strength it needs to be.
No. No, it's not hot coffee. It's not hot.
No, but it's definitely like Turkish coffee in the fact that it's very, very strong.
Yes.
You use a lot of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got to hold on to it for a while. So,
yeah, you got to hold it.
Yeah,
it's not like.
It's a workout.
Yeah.
It's a workout.
So you got to hold your anus tight.
Yeah.
Yep. Basically.
Mm-hmm.
With the face up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just if you get a lot of anal, that ain't happening. You don't have to throw your shit. Yeah.
Good part. I mean.
It's a Gershon. It's called the Gershon Method. And I do have the book. And like I said, I have a video on it, too. So, I mean, it's something that's been practiced for a very long time. The gentleman who came up with it has since passed away, but his daughter took over the organization. And you can ask her any questions that you have. Mm-hmm. You can actually
go
to
what made them think of this.
What's that?
I wonder what made people think of this stuff, just to think about all these techniques and treatments and stuff like acupuncture and stuff like that, which I wouldn't mind trying. Now, that I would actually try.
Acupuncture is amazing. It is amazing. But I did have a situation where I had an acupuncturist, and it was the last time I went, actually. I had an acupuncturist who unfortunately left the needles in too long, and I started spasming.
Yeah.
And that was impossible. But that's not something that commonly happens. I don't think that it happens very often. But it's very good. I mean, it's wonderful. I had a associate at my job that did it. And I would get acupuncture at least twice a month just to relieve stress. It's an amazing practice. And it's been around since the dawn of time. So.
Oh, yeah. Now, the one that I would not particularly would want to participate in is cupping. That looks a little painful.
I thought that
it looks painful. We need to talk more.
Girl.
Because you done had some stuff that I could just ask.
If it's out there, I'm usually the one that's going to try it.
Yeah.
But not everyone.
I think that is, you know, I think that's great, Beauty, that you do that, that you have done that, because if it's something that you are curious about, you know, and you got the right information and you find people that can lead you through it and you have a good response, I say, hell, why not? If you want to try it, try it.
Because if it's natural, I will try it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. When I do have these things done, then I tell all my friends about it. Sometimes they, you know, run in fear, but other times, you know, they go and try it themselves. Because it can be frightening, like cupping. If you look at cupping afterwards, it does not look pretty.
No,
but
it does not.
It did the job. Yeah, it did the job
yeah.
that it needs to. It's really, it's
all
no worse than like pinching your skin.
Mm-hmm.
So it has that effect where the cup doesn't hurt while it's on. It even doesn't even hurt really when they take it off. It's like the next day.
Yeah.
So that's why you see people with the bruises and the rings. But
yeah.
it does what it says it's going to do. I've had great experiences with it.
Wow, okay. See, I think that alternative lifestyle and alternative types of treatment, because I myself would love to go in. A friend and I were going to go and have a clonic. But upon reading about it, my friend, he has kidney disease. And because of that, she could not participate in it. And so she has dialysis. And so you know, she couldn't do it. I myself would love to do it, but I'm not going to. I think for me, the reason that I really haven't is my comfortability. Like, I need to know that if I'm going to this place, first of all, I need to know that you have done this on a plus-size person before. And I need to also know that your facility is plus-size friendly. I don't want to be going
Absolutely.
Up in places that, you
accessible,
know.
Accessible, yeah.
Yeah, accessible. And I don't want to go in somewhere where, oh, I'm here to get my clonic and everybody wants to sit here and stare at me because the fat girl is here. Mind your damn business. Let me go in here and sit in a tube.
Uh-huh.
And you go shit in your tube, and then we just shit together and let that be that. You know what I'm saying? So,
right. And I know we need to get back to topic, but one of the things I was going to mention is maybe that's not a bad idea to have a show on that. Maybe we talk about the things that we all want to try.
Yeah,
that's
holistic stuff.
Well, something you guys don't know about me, or ladies, I'm sorry, something you ladies don't know about me is I'm actually a holistic therapist. So
oh,
that's
okay.
also part of the reason that I would try these things too. So I have a lot
Ooh,
of friends in the community.
Almost
yes.
definitely.
I do Reiki. I'm a tarot reader. I do air candling. I do a lot of different things. But I'm always open to trying something new, especially if the person, like you said, is knowledgeable in
yes.
you know, the certain things that I need done. So I don't think I think it would be a great idea if we had like someone who does colonics on.
I agree.
maybe we go on a road trip. You know, I can come down and meet y'all.
That would be awesome. Have a good show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I think it would be, well, it not only opens us up to possibilities, but it does the same with our listeners. And I'd like
mm-hmm.
to send a shout out to our listeners tonight because we have been all over the place. But
yeah.
Thank you for being out there.
It's still fun. I think that's what they enjoy about us.
I do think so because I don't, yeah, we're everywhere.
Yeah, we don't just, you know, and it's productive.
That's what makes us different.
It's not just a bitch fest or, you know, we hate this and we learn from each other and we share our knowledge with each other and we share it with our audience. And so, you know,
exactly.
I think that that's why people are tuning in. And the chemistry that we have, I really believe that people can really feel that energy that we have and that respect that we have for each other. So they enjoy it. And they'll be all right.
I agree. But I still want to send it.
Yeah.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for listening, people. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, people. So, and I did find some of the 21 best coupon sites.
Ooh.
They have a list of the very best people on our site. It's called moneypantry.com.
Oh.
And, of course, the first one is Rakuten, which I knew was going to be Rakuten.
Normally, I was going to talk about them. Have any of y'all, have y'all used that?
Not yet. I haven't used it yet.
Because okay.
I keep forgetting about it. But I see it everywhere.
Yeah.
It's a cashback site. You get anywhere from 3% to 10% cash back on products of more than 1,000 online retailers. The cash back rates can sometimes go as high as 40%.
Woo!
Ooh. Even if you can't find a coupon for what you want, this system guarantees that you will pay less than full price for whatever you want to buy. And that's on Rakuten.
Mm-hmm.
And the next one is one I've also heard of, coupons.com. Where better to go to look at coupons than coupons.com? An easy way, an easy name to remember for the provider of great number of digital coupons in America, which I don't use digital coupons as much as I need to. It is easily one of the best sites for coupons. There are literally thousands of deals on virtually anything you want to buy, including household goods, groceries, clothing, and cosmetics.
Mm-hmm.
And another one is number three, RetailMeNot. Another major online discount site, RetailMeNot, is full of coupons and offers. It offers an online community where you get feedback on how well coupons work, and users can also submit their own coupons. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay, and then Red Plum. I have not heard too much about Red Plum.
I haven't heard that one.
It was RetailMeNot. Okay, it's called RetailMeNot Every Day.
Oh.
Really? You probably know the Red Plum coupon book that you receive by direct email or sometimes in a newspaper. Redplum.com is the online version and often has the same deals, albeit in as much more easily accessible searchable form. So they have a lot of stuff, RetailMeNot. And Smart Sources, now I've heard of Smart Sources.
Yeah.
Oh, it was. Oh, now it's online now. Sunday newspaper is a small. They don't have as much as now. I know y'all know it. They don't have as much as Sunday paper now.
No, they don't.
Yeah, at all, period. I mean, every once in a while, you get one.
You get it.
Mm-hmm.
And the
and
Sunday paper
is shop at home. Huh?
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Your Sunday paper
I wanted to also mention that there's some apps out there that you can use, too. I use one called Gas Buddy, and it's a great app for Gas Buddy.
Buddy,
but they're great because you get discounts on gas at the different stations that you go to. You can also go to different restaurants. Well, not the McDonald's is a fast food restaurant. You can go to McDonald's and get certain foods from there, and you get credit towards your gas for your car.
Oh,
so it's a great little program.
Really?
So it's not just, it's not just that you do things related to the gas station. You do it at other places too. So they have a list that you can go by every week. The other thing is it's great because you can also put in the prices of gas that you see at different gas stations, and you get credit for that.
Oh, the cheapest one. Oh, so you can. After you leave the gas station and put it in the gas station, how much it costs and stuff like that, and they'll tally it?
Right, exactly. And, I mean, you don't get a ton of money for gas, but you do get enough that it makes a difference. So it's a great card to look into if you get a chance. And then another one that I was thinking of just completely flew out of my head. So you can go on. If I remember it, I'll come back.
Going along with the gas, there is another app that I sometimes use called Upside. And with the Upside, now the good thing about this one is, if you like this, you can attach your debit card or a credit card to the site, to the app. And that way, if you just pay at the pump, then you don't have to worry about, you know, taking your card, making sure, you don't have to do all that. It's already on there. So how you use the app is you go to Upside, wherever you're getting gas, and you'll see the gas station and it'll tell you, well, you can save 19 cents per gallon at AMCO or BP. And you go there and you click on it. You have X amount of time in order to use to get the purchase your gas. And then you get your money back. In about 3 to 4 business days, it will give you your money back on the app. And the good thing about it is you, if you need the money, however much you get, you can then transfer it to your checking account, or you can you can transfer the money from your to your checking account from the Upside app, or you can use the money to purchase gift cards on the Upside app. It also has some restaurants that you can go to. I just use it for gas around town when I use it. Another one that I use as well to get points is called Fetch. You can use Fetch, and with it, you will get, you go shopping at the grocery store or wherever, even when you go to certain restaurants, like, you know, fast food sometimes, you'll get 25 points just by taking a picture of your receipt and uploading it on the Fetch site, and your points to add up. And with those added points, you can then purchase gift cards from Amazon. It'll tell you, like, you can get, like, I have over 46,000 points on my Fetch app. So I can get a $25 Amazon card. I can also get cards from certain restaurants. I could also get a Visa gift card, but you have to have a specific amount of points in order to get. I just hit my Fetch app. Y'all hear that? so you can get gift cards and things of that nature with Fetch. But if you go to the grocery store, if you do, what I mean is, if you go to the store, like for me, I sometimes order my things, my groceries, online and go pick them up. So when you do that, the receipt goes to your email. You can then link your email account to your Fetch app and hit the email thing. It's a blue button, and it'll go through your email and get your receipt and give you points for the things that you bought if it was on there. If you didn't buy anything, certain items on the Fetch app, you'll get more points. But if you didn't buy anything and you just add up, you get 25 points just by uploading a receipt. So that's,
and that was the other app I was thinking about. So thank you for that.
Oh, that was the one you were thinking about?
Yes, Fetch, because I just started using that myself.
Okay.
And the nice part is you get points if you have your friends join.
Yes.
And you can see how they're doing. And, yeah,
mm-hmm.
it's fun. I find myself saving every receipt now that I can save.
I do, too.
But I can download it, yeah.
Another one.
It's
not like,
a better benefit than the saving.
Yeah. Another app that goes along with Fetch is one called Ibotta.
Yeah, I've heard about Ibotta too.
You heard
yeah,
about
I did
Ibotta?
Join that one. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a good one too. I don't use Ibotta as much as I use Fetch. I have better. I have better. I do better with Fetch than I do with Ibotta. In my area where
I am. What about Swagbucks?
Say that again?
Because I used to do them swag bucks. I used to do them a long time ago.
I haven't heard about swag bucks in a long time. Are they still around?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are. I see commercials for them every once in a while, like when I'm playing games and stuff. But I haven't. Because so many that come out, it's like you lose count on as many of these apps as are out there.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And also, when you download them on your phone, they are so big that, you know,
yeah, they take up so much
on there, you lose up all your memory on your phone.
Mm-hmm. Or you forget you have one when you get the other one, because they start out hot and then they'll cool down after a while and you don't get as much as you used to get.
Mm-hmm.
Like when they say about the games, that you play games to earn money. I'm like, you do for a little while, and then once you get close to that $50 gift card you're supposed to get, and then things will start slowing down.
Mm-hmm. Also, another thing, and I don't use it often, but, you know, with your credit card and your checking account for like with Wells Fargo, they have a thing on there where you can buy certain items, you'll get so much percent off. Like the last one that I used was I had to get my windshield in my car replaced. And so I went to that Safe Light. To remember the name, and it had a thing on my checking account because my account is linked to my car, and so when I used it to pay for my windshield being repaired, I got like 20% back off of the cost of my windshield, so I earned like $30-something back. So those are good to use as well.
That sounds like Kinetic. We had Pop Money, but they cut that off. Well, you could get money back paying your bills and stuff like that and putting all your bills and stuff to the bank. But I think they stopped that. Because you forget about some of the stuff that you have. Because I don't hear about it all the time. I forget I have it.
Right. Yeah, I agree.
I do too. Paying bills.
You're saving money on Instacart, and you're saving money on all the other stuff. But sometimes you're really not saving money. So Instacart will get you.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Instacart will get your ass.
They sure will. And so will the food deliveries, like Postmates and DoorDash. They are good for the convenience, but the price. Because when you go on the website, the food is like an automatic upcharge on how much you're paying for the food on those sites. So it's like, you're not really saving me any money.
Yeah, you're fine. I'm buying a $10 meal, but it's going to be $30 by the time you get to my house. And I know my house is right up the street. I could have walked there if I wasn't so damn lazy.
Exactly.
But you're going to pay $30 for this meal. That's because they bought it. You didn't have to go that far. Now, I know you did. I could have met you outside to take off the dollars.
Exactly.
I mean, for real.
Because I'll be looking at that little map that they be showing you.
They're right there.
Yeah, the little route. And I'm like, sucker, you take it. Come on now.
Like, let me stop right there and I'll meet you at the stop sign right there.
Yeah. Come on, Blair. I had somebody pull up in my yard yesterday that was looking for my neighbor's house, and she came knocking on the door with her little DoorDash bag, and I was like, yes, can I help you? I'm here to drop off your meal. I'm like, no, ma'am. Now, I know somebody else would have took it, but I'm not that kind of person.
What is it first? Let me see what you
do. Yeah. And not 9 times out of 10, it would have been some shit I did not want. So I'm like, what's the address?
But give me 3 or 5 before you leave.
No, thank you. So, but yeah, I've had that happen before. Like, someone had delivered something, and I know they delivered it to the wrong house, and I look on my porch, and there's this bag, and I'm like, what the hell is that? And I just left it there because I was not going to go out there. I was not going out there, and my friend came up. Yeah, and my friend was like, "You got something on your porch?" And I'm like, "That shit been there for a couple of days." And she was like, "What is it? I don't know. Don't bother it. It could be a bomb." Who the hell knows?
Yeah, I'm nosy, but I'm not that damn nosy. I don't know.
Exactly. Exactly. No. Another thing that I like to use is the, do y'all ever use Walmart, the Walmart Plus?
Yes. I have Walmart. I'm a religious Walmart Plus one. But they get you in the mail now. You get your stuff. You have to get it delivered through the mail. You don't have to pay some money.
Yeah.
Because at first it was like free shipping, but now it's not free shipping anymore.
Really?
Unless you get it sent to the store.
And some stuff they only have in the stores. And then some stuff they only have that they got to ship to you now.
But if you ship it to the store, it's usually free.
Good. I'm sorry. I'm trying to get this stuff shipped to the store. Because I try to get that. You know, that much of a, you know, discount on that because like, they'll tell you, like, it's $5 for one thing, but it's $7.99 shipping. I'm like, that's how y'all trying to get me.
Yeah.
Like, do I really need this life-saving medicine for this extra $8?
Yeah. I've seen that, too.
Cause I know good damn well it'll cost you $8 to put this in a box.
No. Almost, like, they have gotten to be almost like Amazon, because Amazon will do that to you. Like, if you don't have Amazon Prime and there are certain things, you know, you can get on Amazon and then it's like, oh, it's free shipping if you have Prime, but then
it's
you go and it's like, oh, you paying $14.99 for shipping.
It's more than what fan costs. All right, it didn't cost me for $9, but why the fuck is it $14 shipping? No, thank you.
No, thank you. Exactly.
And unfortunately, I live without it. Following the Amazon structure, the way that they do things. So I think you're going to see more of it.
Yeah, they are. Everything is following in that Amazon structure. Well, speaking of Amazon and Twitter, I just heard this the other day, Friday, when I was getting, when I was in chemo, I'm listening to the radio. And do you know that Elon Musk, he owns Twitter now, right? Y'all knew that, right?
Yeah.
He has taken away the blue check, the verifying check from Oprah, Beyonce, and some other
Everyone who doesn't like him.
Wait a minute, what?
And the Pope.
Because
y'all.
People who don't like him.
Yeah.
People who do not like him. He helped a couple of them who suck up his ass, but a lot of them he let go. I'm like, he looks like an asshole.
He does.
He's a
but
red
asshole.
He got an asshole face.
For the Pope, though. Come on, yeah. Really? Like the Pope.
If they don't you like him, I'm like, that, y'all just petty. As I don't know what. Him and Donald Trump are some of the most petty people I ever seen, and they don't hide their petty.
Well, we don't say that name. We don't.
No. The one who's
I'm
so
like,
happy name.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, oh.
And South Africa don't want Elon anymore, so.
Yeah. We don't.
Because I
don't
fuck with Twitter like that no more. It's hard.
I don't think anybody claims him now.
I don't think anybody does. But now I love on Instagram how now they got the black Twitter thing, the black Twitter page on Instagram.
Oh, they do? I didn't know that.
Yeah, you know, they'll have like, well, it's not the real black Twitter. It's like posts that have been on black Twitter, and now they put it on Instagram.
And I don't know if they have Twitter after dark anymore.
I don't know.
Probably not. Because I never joined. I was going to join, but no. Probably not.
No,
I didn't know how to find them on Twitter.
I never liked Twitter.
Yeah,
Twitter
I'm not
always too confusing for me. It's very confusing. It's full of numbers, pretty much lots of porn, but it's just very confusing.
Very.
I never found it easy to use.
What used to get me about some people on Twitter is, like, what was his name? Tay Diggs and some other guys. How are you going to just accidentally drop a pic of your meat on?
No, it was no accident. It's an be seen. And I'm missing him. I'm like, God damn it. And he just drop a pic by mistake. He just took one and just dropped it. The whole world seeing it, and we happy. We are fans again.
Yeah. We ain't that big of a fan, though.
I ain't seen him in a while. That's the last time I seen him whining and crying about some shit.
Who, Tay
Diggs? Yeah, I think he cried one time. He was on there crying about some shit. I'm like, what are you crying about? What's happening? What are you so upset about?
I remember that. Yeah, because he was saying that black women were treating him really poorly.
It's a woman that you pick. Y'all kill me with that shit. This a man that you pick. It's a good man out there. There's a good women out there. We just got to find them out. Wait to meet them. I mean, seriously, but you're still rich at the end of the day.
I mean, he found himself somebody. He with that girl, that woman that was with Omarion trying to pull one of them babies that she had and said it was Omarion, but it wasn't Omarion's baby.
See, the kind of women you chick. The kind of women you chick.
Wasn't he married to Let It Go woman, Idina Menzel?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I think they had children together, right? Or a child together.
They had a child together.
I thought what's his name? Jordan Peele.
They both are now.
I don't know.
You know, rich people going to find somebody else rich and beautiful to be with and just dog them out on national TV and they're going to move on. To other beautiful people.
Oh, well, they'll be okay.
But I don't feel that bad about them.
I don't feel that bad about them. I just had to tell somebody that about Twitter. Like, how are you going to take Oprah's check, Mark? I wonder, did he take Gail's check, too?
Probably. Because she just made more money, too.
He's a sore loser, unfortunately. They don't like me, so I'm going to get that.
But Oprah, at the end of the day, she's still rich as hell, and she could have bought Twitter if she felt like it.
Girl, that you ain't never lied.
True.
She could buy two Twitter.
True. She could.
She could buy a Twitterati.
She could make a new Twitter. And call it Oprah.
Did y'all, so let's, I'm just going to give y'all a little entertainment news while we're here. Because we, you know, anyway. Facebook has a lawsuit. What you call it?
I'm in it.
You in it?
They're getting sued.
Yes,
yeah.
I'm going to join it too. I have the site written down.
You're going to join it too? Well, I heard that I read that it was just for people that were in Illinois. Or is that not true?
I hadn't heard of Illinois.
I think
Illinois,
too,
but
they'd
I did
be going
hear,
to my satellite.
I did hear that you had to be a member from a certain year.
Yeah.
2007 or something like that.
Yeah, it's way back, like 2007, yeah.
Oh, well, I don't
know anything about the state.
I joined this case just to make sure.
And they're not Facebook anymore. Aren't they Meta now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what's called the meta thing.
I think
thing.
It's because of this lawsuit. I think it's because of the lawsuit.
Yeah, they were accused of selling people's information. And so what it is Facebook or Meta says that they are not guilty of doing that, but instead of fighting it, they're just going to, you know, pay out this money. And people are able to get, they're eligible to get $300 and some dollars. Some are. Yeah, there are some people that have already gotten money. And now they're like, you know, if you think that you are eligible,
and right. I do.
Yeah. So I just thought I
want that money.
The only problem with class action suits is it really depends on how many people
exactly.
Sign up Thank for it because the money gets smaller and smaller.
Yeah, $30
smaller.
Back. Mm-hmm. You Facebook for
$30.99.
I've done a class action lawsuit before, and y'all, they actually made a check out to me for like $1 and some change. I'm like, are you serious? Like,
it
took this amount of money to make this piece of paper and the stamp.
They ain't gonna miss that shit.
But anyway.
Well, the thing with that is that they have
shit,
to
by
pay.
By the time I get it, it's gonna be $30.
Really, they have to pay.
Well, I saw
that.
That's
buy me a pack of hair.
Buy you a pack of hair?
Buy me a pack of braid hair.
Oh,
or
okay.
two.
You get your braid hair from the from Sally's?
No, man, Sally's costs too much. We have like a Beauty Queen 98 store. We got there's a couple going out of business that I'm gonna hit. Speaking of sales, it's two in Columbus that are going out of business, so I'm gonna hit them up to see how when the actual stuff gets actually on sale. The first couple of weeks, it ain't really on sale. I know it's gonna get down to that desperation point. And I'm going to wait it out like a crocodile. You know how crocodiles are waiting in the water?
Yeah.
I'm waiting it out till Wednesday. So I take that gazelle hair and pounce on this shit.
Did you just compare yourself to an alligator?
Yep.
Okay.
Wait for that gazelle to come by there and drink that water.
Why got to be a gazelle? They're so great.
You know how they get the gazelles when they're there now? Just sitting there, just drinking the water. Then they look around and see if anybody looks. They know something ain't right. They be knowing some shit, everybody. I be like, run, gazelle, run. So they stop and just know something going wrong. They say, you know, clump.
Beauty and hey, I was going to a dwarf donkey. Did you see that donkey there?
Oh, those are the cutest things ever.
I didn't
Especially
see
when
that walk.
I want to see it run through.
Like little baby goats be running. Baby goats run so damn cute.
Oh
yeah.
My
and what's
God.
Going on with kids okay. taking graduation pictures with goats?
Huh?
They have goat yoga.
It's
here.
A new trend now.
Yep.
People going to the prom with goats.
Going to the prom with a goat.
They have pictures taken with baby goats. Their parents rent them pictures of goats. The little goats just standing in a picture with them while they're in their prom attire taking pictures called GOAT. It's a goat trend.
Oh, God.
I would do it. I love
it. So what mom and daddy got money to rent a goat? A baby goat for their kids to take issue with in their new prom dress that costs $800 or more.
Please.
Well, then I've been contemplating whether to go to goat yoga or not because you get to sit with them for like a half an hour, 45 minutes before your class. And then during class, they hop around on you. or the lady next to you.
Yeah.
I would love to go to goat yoga because I would hook that goat, the whole suit of goat yoga. I would not even want to leave because the goat, you get to play with the goats and chill with the goats. And oh my gosh.
I know.
And baby goats are so freaking cute.
They have this mouth.
Baby animals are adorable.
They like to chew. I've seen a picture of a woman doing goat yoga, and she was doing one of her moves with the goat was standing on her damn back eating her hair.
Yeah. Tina did goat yoga. She sent me a picture with her looking terrified with a baby goat on her back. I'm like, why are you looking scared? So I don't want to move. What a goat.
I want to experience it just once, and then I never have to do it again. But I definitely want to try it.
I would love to go to a petting zoo just to pet little baby animals. Because I could not eat deer meat. I couldn't eat goat meat. None of that shit. If I could play with it, I can't eat it.
Unless
it's the apocalypse and everything getting ate.
Well, all my meat comes from Styrofoam farms, so I can't eat anything that looks like its former self. So that's not me.
Is there all that? I don't know.
Styrofoam farms.
Maybe I thought you were a vegetarian. I know you ate meat.
Meat?
Mm-hmm.
No, I do eat meat. I just don't eat a lot of meat. It's not my first option.
I like vegetables.
Yeah, I love vegetables. I can sit down and eat a bag of vegetables for lunch and be happy.
That's what I'm going to start doing. You got to do you've got to go to show on food, too.
Mm-hmm.
On good eating habits and stuff, because I'm going to do, like, meat maybe once or twice a week, and the rest of the time it's going to be fruits and veggies.
Yeah.
Well, I'm
having used to it now.
Monday. I'm having meatless Monday today. I had a salad and a baked sweet potato.
Oh, I like that. I think I might try that.
I got to try doing more sweet potatoes. Were we talking about sweet potatoes earlier? Because I'm going to do them early.
I think we were.
We were.
We were talking about sweet potato bread, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about. And I've been thinking about that.
Girl, so have I. I'm like, come again? Sweet potato what? And then y'all were talking about
always wanted to try
sweet potatoes. I'm like, I need to learn how to bake.
It's very easy to bake a sweet potato.
It'd be so much money saved just knowing how to bake stuff.
Yeah, you just the way I bake mine is I pierce it with a fork or a really sharp knife, and I wrap it in aluminum foil and put it in a 400-degree oven until for like an hour and a half until it gets soft, you know, depending on how done you want it.
So you bake them first, or I thought you could boil them first?
No, baking is so much better.
It's
better for you. Baking sweet potatoes are much better for you because boiling them boils all of the nutrition out of it. Like, you might as well just drink the water. I'm not trying to be facetious, but, you know, it's the same way with a lot of vegetables. I don't boil any of my vegetables anymore.
I don't like it either.
I
like to dump everything in the crock pot.
I will also roast them. I like to roast broccoli. And
it's so good.
I love roasted green beans. Yes, sometimes I do. And then sometimes I will mix up a little concoction to put over to give them some flavor. A packet of Italian seasoning mix, like the Italian seasoning dressing mix. I'll put that in some melted butter over my my frozen or fresh green beans. A lot of times I buy frozen. I no longer buy any vegetables in a can. I don't.
Yeah, that's not good.
Not that many years ago.
Yeah, so.
Because the preservative is basically salt. And if you have any problems with blood pressure or anything like that, it's a problem. I actually had a nutritionist tell me that I should not eat anything in a can or a box. That they both have high salt content.
Yep, and preservatives.
Yep. Yeah, they said that when they freeze the vegetables, they're frozen at the peak of something.
Freshness.
They're frozen at the peak of freshness. And so that's why it's best to get them either get them frozen rather than fresh for some reason.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. Unless you're
going to
eat.
I just throw all my stuff in the crock pot.
I like roasting. Because you can roast, like one day last week I had some roasted sweet potatoes and green beans. I roasted it on a sheet pan, put it in the oven with a little oil, salt and pepper, and garlic and onion powder. Not garlic salt or onion with the salt in it. It's just regular garlic powder.
What time do you tomorrow? Because you're going to be heading to your house.
Oh, I love cooking.
It sounds like you cook everything that I love.
Yeah, I tell you. When Michael moved here, he was 200 pounds. And at the time of his passing, he was 250.
Well, no. Hey, you know what? It's probably happening.
Oh, you know, fed him up.
Happy and full. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. So, but, you know, if people say, oh, you shouldn't say that cooking is your Johnny J, he says that cooking is in a love language. And he's a lie because it's an act of service.
Awesome.
And so.
Absolutely.
It's a, you know, like cooking is a love language. It's an act of service. And it is how I express my love for my people, how I show that I love you. I will, even
you
for
put
a holiday.
Love in your food. Yes.
Yeah.
It's a whole different
put
meal.
Love in your food.
It's
oh,
a whole
yes.
different meal.
Yes, most definitely. I do not cook when I'm angry.
It changes the taste of the food.
Yes, it does. A lot of times I will cook when I'm very sad. I will just, and a lot of times I know this sounds bad, but I have cried just cooking. And by the time that I got done and people tasted my food, they were like, what did you put in here? My sorrow, my sadness, my hurt, my pain. I'm like, what? And I'm like, yeah. Because a lot of times I will cook and I will feel so much better. My kitchen is an altar. It's one of my altars.
Well, it also must give you a sense of safety, too. You can be there doing your thing and you can release there because you're in your happy place.
Exactly. Yeah.
I love to just be able to cook and just set it. Like, when I cook in the morning, like, I'll throw a roast in the crock pot, throw all my vegetables in there, and by the end of this, just have the house to smell of food. Just smell good and so relaxing. Just knowing that you did this, that this is something that you cooked, and you can just eat it it just chills.
Yes.
But you can tell when somebody don't care about cooking. So they just don't care. They just throw anything together. I'm like, you cannot put any love into this. When I cook for my uncle, I tell my uncle often, I put lots of love into your food.
I love cooking for people. I love entertaining. I've often called myself the Black Martha Stewart. Because she was one of my idols. She is one of my idols. I've always looked up to Martha Stewart. I love her aesthetic. Her house, like, I love everything about Martha Stewart. And
Martha Stewart oozes sexuality. Because the way she talks, like, she can convince you to do anything. If you kill him, it'll be a wonderful thing. Okay. You can get a coat if you want to. If you say things carefully and just, I bet you ruled in prison.
Oh, yeah.
I bet she ruled that shit in prison. She ran everything.
Yeah, she did. Most definitely. Mm-hmm. I could definitely see her doing that. Yeah. Yeah. I could definitely see her doing that. We had a quote-unquote Black Martha Stewart with B. Smith. And I like B. Smith.
That was so sad. That was very sad.
It was. I was so hurt. You know, like, and I'm sure, and the thing about it is, you know, I'm sure that her and her husband may have had that conversation. They may have had that conversation. And what he should have done was kept that around the kitchen table and not put it out there on Front Street and then expect people to just understand and accept the fact that you got this woman over your wife.
Yeah.
And it just looked horrible. It just looked horrible.
What happened?
B. Smith had early dementia, her husband at the time, he got into another relationship with a woman, and he moved her into the home with him and B. Smith.
Yeah,
and you know, it was said that. She was taking care of her. If that's what he wanted to do, I just feel like, you know, he should have did the humanitarian thing and put B somewhere in a post-acute care home where she could have lived out her last days and not lived out her last days with all of this bullshit around her.
In that way, though, the dementia was a gift because she didn't know that it was going on.
No,
she really
didn't.
And that's horrible. Because we were looking in from the outside, so we knew it was happening, but she did not know.
She didn't. And then it was an interview where they did, and she called this woman Mama.
Yeah.
I was just aghast.
And I think it's because Bea looked so fragile, too, at the time.
Yes.
She looked so fragile. And she was a woman who was very classy, very intelligent, carried herself really well.
Yes.
Yeah. And then you see her, and her hair wasn't done properly. And
no.
It was sad to see.
It was. It was just the – it was so – because as a – you know, we as Black women looking at that, like you couldn't do her hair. You couldn't you're not taking care.
Make a little nice for the camera.
Yeah, like you're not taking care of B. Like B. Smith she was our Black Martha Stewart. She was around before Martha. Like come on, y'all. Like really? And to know that and then his daughter, oh, wow.
Yeah.
It was just the whole situation was just so ugly and disgusting. It was just so disgusting. And I'm not a racist person, I you know, but you got this white woman, and I hate to say it that way, but she popped, like, she treated B like B was, like B Smith was her disobedient puppy.
Yeah.
She smacked her on the hand. Bitch, really? Who are you? And then he's sitting there looking all goofy and proud, like, go ahead, my little white princess baby girl. And then after poor B's death, she left his ass high and dry. Like, yeah, that's what you get, fucker. Excuse me. Sorry.
That's what I said. I can tell you how it happens. I can tell you how it goes.
I just get really passionate. I don't like to see people mistreated at all. I don't give a damn who they are. I don't like to see people mistreated. And that to me felt like such mistreatment of B.
It just hurt my heart.
Mine too.
Because she just married. She's just. Kind of like you were saying, she's your Black Martha Stewart. She was just elegant. She spoke well. She carried herself well.
Yes.
She always looked
she's beautiful.
Amazing. And she always had that joy, that inner joy that people fed off of, you know. And she was just sitting there looking off into the distance. Like, it was just one of those situations that I think that she probably left the spotlight because she knew it was becoming like that.
Yeah.
And he should never have brought it back into it.
No.
We should have been, you know, she probably would have been happier if we had been left with the memory of her being, you know,
who she was. Yeah. I totally agree. And it just seemed to me to be something for him to stroke his ego.
It almost seemed like he was trying to embarrass her. And say,
it
like,
did.
See, I wasn't that bad after all. Yeah.
It's probably just secretly jealous because a lot of guys that can't handle having a woman who is doing better than them. No matter what they say, when they see you fall down, they're perfectly happy. So you're in secret competition. Like, why would I be in secret competition with you and I love you?
But that's not love.
Right.
That's not
sad. It's really
sad. One of those men, there's at least two or three that aren't like that, though.
And she was, you know, she was such an elegant, graceful, because she was a model at one time, around the same time that Beverly Johnson and all of those great, you know, that.
Her eyes used to sparkle. I mean, I just found her fascinating, not even because of what she did, but just the fact that just her presence was fascinating.
Yeah.
She carried herself so well.
Yeah, and I didn't know who she was until one day I was watching television, and then here comes this tall, striking, beautiful Black woman, and...
Mm-hmm.
She's doing, you know, because at that time I hadn't seen a Black woman doing those things. It was just Martha Stewart. And then I saw B. Smith and I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that, you know, and I remember saying to my mom, she's like, well, yeah, you know, she's been around for a long time. She used to be a model and da 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 da, and yeah, Martha didn't start that, you know. And I was like, oh, you know, because if you don't
know,
she had
three restaurants.
Yeah, she was very.
And that speaks from representation. That speaks from representation.
Yeah, she was.
That's why the children today have to be able to see somebody that looks like them doing the things that they do, because then they can emulate it and learn from it. And it's unfortunate that
it's another Carla Hall.
Yeah, we didn't have it in our history, but it's nice that they're making attempts to make it happen now.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. And I, you know, and I welcome it. And I think that that representation is so important. And I feel that, that representation needs to be across all boards and all spectrums. And
absolutely.
That's why I,
especially with women.
Yeah. And that's why I take, you know, we're not getting paid for this. And I thank y'all for going along with me, coming along with me on this journey, because I feel like this is an important and a monumental task, and that it needs to be seen. And though nobody may never know what I look like, they can say, well, you know, I remember when she talked, I remember her. Yeah, she talked about this. And, you know, I feel like I am making an impact in that, hopefully one day very soon, and that I'll be here to see it. You know, that a young lady says, hey, you know what? I remember your show. I heard your show a couple of times. You know, and I like the way you did that, and I like how you sound, and that's what I want. That's because, you know, everyone doesn't have to wear a cape, and it's the little things that we do.
Absolutely, and
I want my legacy to be something great. And that's why I work so hard. Okay, I'm going to cry.
Well, you just made your legacy great. That was very well. You put that very well. And we love you. That's why we're here.
Thank you.
You had a great idea, and we just wanted to help you with it.
I appreciate that. I really do. I really, really
do. I got you, girl.
Let me get off of here before I start crying. I'm so emotional lately. It's just so the slightest little thing. And, you know, I'm working through this menopause. I'm working. Lord have mercy. I'm trying, y'all. It's hard. Like, these waves of emotions. And
you're doing more than fine. You're accomplishing.
You're
accomplishing.
Yeah.
You should be resting right now.
You're doing a good job. Yep.
You should be resting, and you're here for your fans.
Yeah.
And
that's
a big deal.
Yeah. And I'm here for myself. I'm here for myself. And I got an interview to do Wednesday, y'all. I got an interview to do Wednesday.
Whoa.
Cancer Navigators again.
What?
Are you going to do it? I thought you already did it over.
No.
You get more than one person this time?
Yeah, it's going to be the whole office staff. So it's three ladies that work in the office.
Good.
Yeah, so we're going to. Yeah, I'm going to redo it over. And I'm excited and I'm nervous. I'm excited and I'm nervous all at the same time, because I want it to work and I want it to do. And I think now that I found the sweet spot in what I have to do. And so I'm going to continue to do that before every show. And so far, so good, y'all. So far, so good.
You got this. You got this.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm trying. But, yeah, I'm about to get ready to go to bed.
I'm all right.
And I got to get ready to go to work.
Yes, you do. Have a good night, my sister. Yeah. So
I will.
I'm going to tell her.
Thank you, everyone. I hope that you learned something and you enjoyed our conversation tonight. Like I said, this will be something that we are going to start, and it's not going to be every Monday, but whenever we want to do it, I want to get someone on here that can explain to us, to me, Bitcoin.
Oh, Lord, please. Because I don't get it.
I do not.
But I want to hear about it because, I'm lost when it comes to Bitcoin. So.
I have no clue, y'all. Like, none whatsoever.
I'm all about it.
Yeah, Al tries to explain it to me. He explains it with so much passion, but I have no idea what the fuck he's talking about. What you gotta do? And that's why I'm like, okay, I just smile and nod. I don't know what the fuck he's saying. I don't even know.
Yeah.
If I can't touch it, I don't know. It's hard for me to grasp.
Yeah. So we're going to try to get somebody on here to explain Bitcoin to us.
In layman's terms.
Yes. Don't talk to me like I'm a 5-year-old. Don't do that.
Like a kindergartner with Crayola crayons. Explain it.
No.
Like draw a mental picture, a real picture, cartoon drawing. I'm going to need all that shit.
Stick claymation
characters. This apple is Bitcoin.
Yeah, right. And if you do this, and also I would like for someone to explain Bitcoin. So if you're out there in the world and you're listening to the sound of my voice and you understand about Bitcoin and you understand, come on the show, email me and let me know. And we'll get you on the show, and you can explain Bitcoin and also about, I want to invest in medicinal marijuana. Maybe
I want to take medicinal marijuana.
Oh, 420. I'm going to go after this. So let's talk about 420 came, right?
I had a great 420.
I didn't.
Just like somebody did. Because
I know,
right?
You represented for both of us.
Yeah. Right. My 420, like the place that I got my gummies, so they had a 20% off. Like, and I was like, oh yeah, yes. All everything that I wanted
was out.
Was sold out. Gone. Gone. Especially the Delta 8 and the Delta 9, because they have these gummies, Delta 8, Delta 9, and it's called Above and Beyond. Anything that says Above and Beyond, you know you're going to get fucked up. So I was I was trying to get higher than high, you know.
That was my plan for 420, too.
Yes. I
said y'all name. This is
thank
for you.
Thank you.
I tell you what, I'm coming to the ATL for the next 420.
Oh, yes. Please do.
Girl.
We're just going to blow up Atlanta.
Hello.
Everything.
Hello.
Get a hookah lounge. Go to the hookah lounge and get hookah out.
I'll have the gummies.
Well,
y'all
gonna have
to share all my shit. I don't know if I can share.
Absolutely.
Well, y'all be gonna cook all my shit. I have to buy extra. I don't know.
It's a community effort. We will help you.
Oh
yes.
I don't need no help.
It'll be a beautiful experience.
Like I got this. What? I don't need your help.
I don't need your help. Because I'm really itching to get to that Delta 8-9, boy. I've read some things about that Delta 8, that Above and Beyond, and them people was like, oh, I felt so wonderful. It was the best feeling I've had in decades. I'm like, oh, your ass is high. Oh, you talking about decades? The first time I ever tried, I had a Delta 8 gummy, and they called it koi. Like the koi pond, you know, the koi.
Koi fish. Yeah.
Yes. And the fish. And so I was talking on the phone to a friend, and we were talking about people in our neighborhood, because we were school, you know, elementary school friends. And we were talking about how people in our neighborhood, how many people had died of cancer, how many people had died of stroke. And I told him, I said, I bet you if somebody went and did like a survey, they would see that because it flooded over there in that part of the neighborhood where we were in elementary school. He's like, yeah, I bet you they would see that those people that were affected by the flood, that those were the same people. And he was like, girl, you.
I bitch, what?
You're the sweet. Hey, like, you are, like, sis, huh? Sis, you are really fucked up. Like, and you talking slow, too. You ain't gonna remember none of this when you wake up. You ain't gonna, I was like, uh-huh, yeah. And then all of a sudden I heard myself, and I was like, I was sitting up, and I started swaying back and forth. I was like,
But I have got to go clock in, you guys.
All right, ladies.
All right.
Have a
well,
nice evening.
We love you guys. And see you next time.
Yep.
See
have a good
time.
Night, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your week. All right. Bye.
Good night, ladies.
Bye.